Depot, Brandon. How can I help you?
It's Millian, please.
This is Millie.
Hey, Millie. It's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good, good. Sorry for getting black a little late to you. Is now an okay time?
Yeah.
Perfect. What kind of machine are you looking to finance?
We're looking into doing a bridge saw.
Okay. Which supplier?
The name of the company is P. Cruz, C-R-U-Z.
I know P. Cruz USA.
Okay, that one.
Yeah, I know they are. So, how much does it cost that you're looking for?
Okay, so this is what we're looking at. The machine is $225. We already gave them $40. So that leaves like $185, but I mean, we could do a little bit more. Because I don't know if we want to do $185 or if we want to do less.
You said it was $180?
Okay. $225 is the total cost.
Oh, okay.
We gave them $40 down payment.
Oh, you gave them a deposit. Okay.
Yeah, we gave them a deposit of $40,000. So right now we have a balance with them that we have to leak.
I might be able to do everything for you. I'm going to ask you some questions, and I'm hoping I could take about 3 minutes of your time.
Okay.
Perfect. So is the saw delivered yet?
No. We're not going to get it until... I have a copy of that contract. Like, the first week of January. It takes 4 months to get it.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. I'm just is your email still depotgranite@hotmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. Let me make sure I still have everything correct for your business. Give me 1 second. How's that other saw from Vincenzo? How did that work out for you guys?
Oh, good.
Okay. Okay. Depot. Here we go. I have so many granite companies in my system. It's insane. Like when I put granite, you know, and I search my system, I get hundreds, if not thousands of them. That's a problem. Okay. You're still in St. Petersburg?
Same address? Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Is the business owned still owned by you, Josefina, and...
Pedro, yeah, my parents.
Oh, yep. 33.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a few basic questions. Have you filed your business tax returns for 2015?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And yes. So it's no big deal. So I can get you guys approved. I can actually cover the full amount. So what I'm going to ask for you to do is this. I'm going to ask you to send me over a copy of the invoice. I'm going to put this in email. Your last 3 months business bank statements.
Okay, bank statements.
Okay. And I'm gonna write this all down too, so you have it.
Yeah, can you send me an email with the list of but?
Correct. And then you said you already gave them $40,000, correct?
I already gave them that, yeah. And
okay.
You'll see on the contract that I already signed with them. You know, they show the total on what I gave. You know, the first payment was $40, so I gave it to them already.
Okay. Gotcha. You're with me. This should da-da-da.
And like I said, if we need to give a little bit more, because I know like sometimes if it's under, I heard once that if it was under 150, it's quicker.
It is.
Even though they don't require like the second payment that they require is in like 60 days.
Say that again?
The contract. On their contract that I did with them, they require a second payment in like 60 days, and then another payment, I don't know when, and then the last when they install
okay.
the machine.
So let me give you some avenues. I'd like to walk okay. through you on the phone, so we kind of take care of all the messy stuff up front, so then you have a few options, okay? So
okay.
there's two ways to go about this, and all that really matters is, does it makes you most comfortable, how busy you guys are, and also it matters of... Do you want to do the full amount? So, I have two loan programs.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I just want to see the, that's what I wanted to talk to you, because they do have their leasing company that they use, but because we've used it in the past, I wanted to, you know, get it from, you know, get it from.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Can I ask what leasing company they use?
They gave me, what is the name? I think it's called the Leasing Expert, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you that, and I'm not, like, for me, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I've been doing this, and I'm not trying to be arrogant, I've been doing this long enough that I don't ever disparage anyone. I never, like, tell people, like, oh, that company's worse or bad. I just tell people, like, you can look at our company and myself, my track record. I work with thousands of Granite customers. So I think oftentimes the situation, it's probably better for you to work with us because, A, you have an existing relationship, and, B, you know, we're just going to give you the best deal possible. We're not going to, quote, unquote, try to sell you. So what I want to do is give you some options on what I can do for you. And then you tell me what your feedback is. So there's two ways to look at these files. It all comes down to two very important facts. How busy you are, and by busy of how quickly can you grab paperwork, and B, do you care if you're financing less than the full amount? So there's two basic ideas I have for you. I have one program that is very, very, so most lenders, the way they work is this. They basically don't ask questions for smaller loans. So when you talk about a $30,000 or $50,000 loan, if you have good credit, they'll give you the money. When you talk about, and some lenders go up to $75,000 or $100,000. Now, what makes us unique is that we have a very specific program where traditionally we can go up to $150,000 with really not asking you any questions. Hey, just an application, 3 months bank statements, we're going to be very hands-off. So the machine is 220, correct?
225.
So how would I do this transaction? Well, I want to make it simple. So I would finance the 225, and instead of you doing a first and last payment to me, basically what I would do is this. The remaining amount is 180. So I could basically, well, here's how I do it. The machine is 225. Since we're doing it, we would do 225, and you would have one payment of $75,000 to us as first payment. We would take
yeah,
that from you.
Give them 30.
It's okay. I would make all these wheels. I would make all these wheels turn. I would basically force them to give you the money back. No big deal. It's just the way that. Or we could do 180 with 30 grand as the first payment.
185. Okay.
Well, sorry, 185. I'm sorry. It's really your choice. My suggestion, by the way.
Do 185 and then give you 35.
As a first payment,
okay.
What I would do, though, to be honest with you, just without like trying to make, I'm not trying to push up against you, but if you want to do this method, here's what I would do. I would do the 225, and we send a copy of the wire to the vendor, and they send us the money back. And the only reason I suggest that is a lot of my customers, they want to have the biggest credit reference possible. So they say, hey, look, for the next time around, I want to see show that I financed 225 versus 185. It's completely your choice. I just want to give you some options.
Okay. I just don't know how much of a hassle because I already gave them the money.
I do this hundreds of times a month. It's not a hassle.
Okay.
It's simply, here's the money. Give us the money back. No big deal. I do this hundreds
okay.
of times a month. Yeah, this is not like a scary thing. I don't go into that world. That's option one. And that basically means that, what does that mean for you? Well, that means that to get your loan funded, you're going to have to be out of pocket for about $35,000 additional and a small documentation fee, but no hoops to jump through. What's the other avenue? The other avenue is... You talk
you
about
get better interest rate too. I mean, how? That's what I want to know. I want to know my final number too, because
absolutely. I'm going to go through all of this. Option two is you getting us your financial information, which is standard, which is 2 years of business and personal tax returns. Maybe something called a personal financial statement. That's just like a one-page form, but it's mainly me getting your business and personal tax returns for 2 years and a profit and loss and balance sheet for the year to date. Now. What advantage will that give to you? That advantage will give to you the ability to finance the whole amount, so less money out of your pocket. And B, in terms of interest rates, well, you're always going to get a slightly cheaper rate on your money when you disclose financial information versus you doing application only. Because what you're doing is, not only are you saying you have good credit, you're showing that your business can make money to service the debt.
I see, okay.
But those are two very, very different avenues. I think it all comes down to, and this is the million-dollar question I'd ask you. Can you easily get your 2 years of tax returns for the business and individuals very quickly, or is that a pain for you guys? Okay.
Yeah, I can. The past returns I can get it quick. The only thing, the balance sheet, I will have to get my accountant to do that.
Do you guys use QuickBooks?
Yeah, but it's not all the things are up to date there.
Okay.
So, but I can get it from him. It'll take me maybe a week to get it.
Okay.
That part, but the tax returns I can get that. I have that.
Okay, so let's do this. So what I'm going to do is this. I think what we should do is the profit and loss and balance sheet is more of a formality than anything. I'd like to get your file started. So what I'm going to do is 3 months of bank statements, invoice on the SAW, 2014 and 15 business tax returns. And then okay. I'm also just going to put a star on the file. When I'm going to say when you have star five star, when you have the profit loss and balance sheet for year to date 2016, you can send this to me.
So you're typing this email right now to send it to me?
Yeah, I'm going to see if you get it.
Okay. Okay. Y el papel de la Okay. Bueno, yo te llamo y te doy el número.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
I just sent it to you. Can you see if you got it?
Okay, I'm gonna refresh.
I know you're a busy person.
Okay, I see. Okay. Okay, Ruben. Okay, I see the application. Okay, so I'll get it to you. I mean, the first four items, I can get it to you today, tomorrow, the latest. And then the rest, though.
Yeah.
Okay, we're good then.
Cool. Look forward to working with you. Thanks for reaching out to me again.
Okay, thank you.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.